listen to that shit that DJ Smiley Mike's friend plays. The last couple weeks have been awesome. What up, Vancouver? Welcome to Throwdown FM. It's your girl downtown, Stacey Brown, in the mix with Jen Slayer.
What's up, Van City?
What up, girl? How was your weekend? How was your the last 2 weeks, actually?
Absolutely fantastic. Life is really fucking good, as good. Always. And
that's amazing.
Yes. You work hard, but I love my life. So.
Yeah, she also plays hard too, Van City. She plays very hard. I love it. Mm. So we've got an interesting show tonight. We didn't bring in a DJ. We have an artist.
Yeah, a visual artist.
A visual artist named Fresha Lavandel. So before we get into that, Trunks FX is here.
How's you, Vancouver? How's it going?
What's up, Trunks? How you been?
I've been good. It's been a long week. Just getting ready for the big show, February 5th, Bass Revelation. It's gonna be a pretty wild show. I'm really excited for that.
Who's playing that? That's Dave Nelson, Stylist.
Yeah, so we got Emotion, Stylist, Matt the Alien, Max Hulis, Miles Away, Prototypes, Religion, D-Rec, Seductive.
Heavy names.
Yeah, there's a really good lineup. There's gonna be two floors, two stages. There's gonna be a lot of action going on.
Fuck. And where is this?
This is at the Chapel Arts Center on February 5th. Tickets are available at Puff down on Robson or on Club Zone.
Where's the Chapel Arts Center?
It's like 306 Dunleavy, I believe.
Dunleavy. Is that Van?
Yeah, it's Van. It's right down in Van by close to the Waldorf, a few blocks away.
So East Van.
East Van Steez.
Say that address one more time.
306 Dunleavy for the Chapel Arts Center, February 5th. You can just check out online. Look up Bass Revelation on Facebook, and it's got all the info for you right there.
Dope. And that's awesome. So that's February 6th. Check that out.
February 5th.
5th, sorry.
If you go the 6th, everybody will be left. It'll be a big mess.
February 6th actually is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
And we are doing live on location.
Yeah,
our first live on location. Yeah. It's going to be pretty exciting. We're doing it at Forum on Granville.
Yeah.
And we have DJ Flawless Victor coming in, Troy Funk coming in, Mike the Italian coming in. It's going to be a pretty sick show. It's not going to be at the Super Bowl, obviously, and not during the game, obviously. But, I mean, we're going to have, you know, we're going to have who won the game. And basically, you know what? Fuck it. We're on air live on location.
Yeah, so totally. It'll be a start of something new. Definitely. And, yeah, shout-outs to Evan French for helping us out with that.
Big ups.
Yeah.
Big ups. So the last 2 weeks, last week we didn't do our show because, they wanted to do something else, which I don't know. I tuned in. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was kind of funny, but... what I would do? We did the fundraiser, and the fundraiser was a really good turnout.
Kids for Kids
was really good. I'm not sure on the exact amount that what we raised and stuff, but we all had a really good time, and I dressed up.
Yeah,
I popped by for a minute myself. I couldn't stay, unfortunately, but it was good to see everybody hard at work for a good cause.
Yeah, respect for coming to drop off that donation, too. That's really amazing.
Me,
I
too.
Respect that. Yeah, both you guys were fucking awesome.
Part, right?
I wish you guys, stayed and hung out for a bit. What else happened
working.
This week? Oh, MG. So, I don't know if you guys know there that I was just reconnected with my brother, Jungo.
Jimmy Jungo.
And, you know, we all went out a couple of nights ago, and this kid was, bragging, basically, about, beating up chicks.
Holy fuck. What'd you do?
Well, I mean, he was bragging about beating me up.
Oh, fuck.
So, you know, Jimmy's, my bro, right?
Not gonna take it, man.
Shit got wild. Anyways, my bro's in jail right now, and the kid got fucked up for being a woman beater, obviously. But, yo, respect to Jimmy Jungo, and February 5th is also canteen money and letters.
Yeah, we're going to be accepting letters of support for Jimmy Jungo at the show. Any tips that come from the door, they're going to be to my homie's canteen. You know, he's going to be in there for another 10 months, it looks like.
Yeah.
He's pretty down. He's missing the show on the 5th, but, there's a lot of love of the people who are coming.
Gotta love him, man.
Actually, I brought my tickets for you, so I got all you guys' free tickets.
Wicked!
Here, the gold VIPs, thank the beautiful you. Ones. So.
Wow.
I'm excited for you guys to come. I know it means a lot to Jimmy. He sends his thanks. I talked to him earlier today, actually.
You did talk to him?
I did. He called me today.
Oh.
He's really upset. He's really depressed, but he just wants he wants the show to go ahead and schedule and everyone to have a good time. And he sends his love. Told me to give you a huge hug.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I do that right away. And, shout out to Vancouver for, supporting my boy.
Yeah, word up. So also You can just get at me if you have other boys in jails too and you want, you know, to send them money or write them letters. You know, I know Bo's in there. Yeah, Bo. I know fucking, there's so many.
Oh, my best friend just actually got out of jail. Oh. Joe.
Nice.
Joe, welcome I love back. You.
Welcome back, Joe.
I love I told him to listen tonight, so hopefully he's listening. No, but yeah, we'll have him down soon.
Why don't the good he's guys my... go to jail? Like, I know lots of assholes. Why don't they send them incredible. To jail?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do. But, I mean...
You gotta pay for what you do, right, though?
Yeah. Well, what happened was we should have just bounced out, and they came back with a bat and hit Jimmy in the head, and Jimmy got 10 stitches and shit, and, like...
Violence for you, the violence.
Fucking crazy shit, man. Fuck. But Jimmy's always gonna be a hero in my eyes, baby. Love you. Love you.
Don't go.
So, February 6th, live on location. February 5th is Bass Revelations. Dave Nelson has a hip-hop workshop on Tuesday. This is at 3rd. That's 430 Homer Street, and also Wednesday Shine. Also, Wednesday High Profile Sal is Sally Pants now, and he is doing a night at Pop Opera on Wednesdays as well. And I believe Pop Opera goes a little bit longer than Shine, or one or the other goes a little bit longer. So we'll hit up one of those first, or hit them both up. I'll be hitting them both up because I'm crazy like
and
that.
And next Friday night is going to be the last night at the Grove. For
they've
Elon.
Been saying that for so freaking long.
It's gonna be a really good party. DJ Crusha, or not yeah. DJ? Sorry, Crusha. Not DJ Crusha, but he's gonna be spinning.
He doesn't have. He doesn't
no.
like the DJ.
No, I know, it's I know. Like, that was like, a mistake. I'm so sorry.
It's like Madonna. She's yeah. like not Miss Madonna, not yeah, Madonna. No, anything. It's that. Just Madonna. Yeah, so it's just Crusha.
Shout out to Elon and Darby for throwing that one.
For sure.
It's gonna
for
be
sure.
A kick-ass party.
And our boy Chadio is gonna be emceeing and
nice.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Chadio was on what 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So check that out on next Friday. February January 28th or 29th. So, and yeah, if you didn't hear, Fresha is in the studio.
Fresha
so
is in the studio.
Really,
where are her and Brooks? Where are they? Can
they're
we get them
out.
In here, please?
Okay, I'll go grab them.
They can hear us. There we are. Yeah. And action.
Yo, what's up, Throwdown? What's up?
Hey.
There's Fresha Lavanda, darling. I want to give a big shout out to Shay.
What
are
up,
you peacing out there? Trunks?
Yeah, here's that big hug from Jungle. There you go.
Thanks, baby. Thanks for coming in.
Respect.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, man, you too. Peace.
Yo, JJ, man.
Respect, Trunks. Respect. Okay, what's up, Fresha?
Just chilling. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So you're an artist. In
I
Vancouver.
Paint. I draw.
You paint and draw.
Yeah.
What do you use? Do you like use acrylic or
acrylic, spray paint, found objects. I do a lot of digging through the alleyways to see what I can find, see what I can use
what,
for
like,
free.
Like rocks
free supplies.
And dirt, like dirt and water, like mud.
Yeah, totally. Use some coffee, anything
some
I can
concrete,
get my hands
some
on.
Little fucking mold and shit.
Yeah, for sure. You can find some good stuff out there. You won't believe the things that people throw out.
No, no doubt. One person's garbage is another man's treasure, right?
There you go.
So where can you check out your art if people are tuning in right now?
DeviantEthics.com is my website.
How do you spell it?
DeviantEthics.com.
Dope, that's where it is.
Yeah.
So, I hear you're doing our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you have in store for us? Like, what do you have ideas? Like, Something sexy.
Yeah. Sexy ladies. Maybe like bandanas over the face.
Oh,
like
yeah.
just seeing eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And then the letters underneath.
Like full letters. Yeah. Like no abbreviations. Like no TD, right? This ain't
no fucking
bank.
No, full out
right?
spelling. Full out spelling. Proper spelling of everything.
Dope.
For sure. It's gonna look good. I'm stoked.
So when did you first notice your talent? Like, because I know everyone draws when they're a kid and shit, but when did you first notice that this is what you wanted to do on, like, a regular basis?
Well, I kind of just didn't really want to do anything else. Even being, like, in high school and, like, smoking joints and hanging out, art class was the best class to go to.
Nice.
That's what I enjoyed the most about it.
Did you have a good teacher in high school that really encouraged you, or was it just you doing your thing?
No, it was just us just doing our things. There's like other few people that like I drew with, and we all just like hung out and like got stoned and like just drawing in class and like drawing in other classes.
I love
too.
Getting stoned.
Yes, definitely.
It's true.
It's right here.
It's one of Vancouver's guilty pleasures, you know?
Vansterdam.
Vansterdam. Yes. Big ups to the boys. Awesome. So, do your parents support you?
They've kind of accepted it that I'm going to spend all my time drawing.
Because, you know, Hitler was an artist and his parents didn't, so then he just, like, took over everything. So, I mean, and he just fucking blew up because his parents didn't fucking support him. And look what he fucking did. But, so... Yeah, he was on a lot of meth. Yeah. So that's awesome. So your parents, they kind of warmed up to it, right?
Like, yeah, now they kind of just accept it. They're like, okay, she's going to paint and she's doing it right with it. I'm not asking them for money or anything. I'm holding my own. So they've kind of come to accept
it. But truly, through and through, you are like an artist. Like, you're outstanding. I think in Vancouver, you're probably... one of my two favorites, you and Soak.
Soak's awesome too. He's very dedicated. Yeah, he spends a lot of his time drawing, always painting. Doesn't stop. When I first moved here, I used to like hang out with him like quite a bit. Like we used to like paint together a lot, and I really admired how much time he would spend painting.
Yeah, he's a genius. Yeah. And I see that in your art as well. Like you're just as good as him, and to me, you guys are the two that stand out in my mind as the best in Vancouver. So. In my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Sawyer's really killing it, too. His characters
who?
Are very... Sawyer.
Okay.
Sawyer, yeah.
His characters are very awesome, for sure.
Like, throw some names out there. Who should who should Vancouver be looking out for?
Names. I'm really bad at name dropping.
I know, me too.
I think it's like the stoner in me. When it comes to names, I'm like, oh, God, my mind just goes blank.
That's okay. Where can we find your art? Like, where can we buy it? I know
I have a bunch of stuff.
What shows have you done, like, lately? Like, what are some of your past shows? Yeah, I know you do lots of stuff at the Fall.
Mm-hmm. I do stuff at Aiden Gallery sometimes, too.
That's at Tinseltown?
Yeah.
And,
For Vancouver, those are pretty much the two main ones that I do. Sometimes they have, like, the one-night shows at Box Studios, kind of, like, more like of an art party. I do stuff for them. I think I'm doing one for them in February. I'm not exactly sure when or what's going on with that. Mm-hmm.
Brooks, can you pass me my beer, please?
Oh, I have another show coming up in Montreal. It's like a toy show that I'm doing. It's like paper toys.
Yeah, that's in the... when's that?
That's in February. I'm not exactly sure of the date.
Okay, but it's
there. It's in Montreal, and it's happening. I'm almost on my piece. I have to send it out soon.
what's your favorite show that you've done so far?
Probably the shows at the Fall that Schwa throws.
Yeah.
Steampunk Symposium, the Sumptuous Symposium. It's kind of like an all-over party. Everybody gets dressed up for it, does installations for it. It's not just like the art that's on the wall. It's like everything that goes along with it.
I've seen pictures, and yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'll go to the next one. Mm-hmm. So what is the steampunk style?
Shout out to Lucas.
People that don't know and aren't familiar. Like, what is that kind of influence, and what is that kind of flavor? I know it's like old... Like old 1800s.
Yeah, Victorian sort of stuff. It's almost like industrial. If steam power would have like taken over instead of like electricity, if everything was like powered in the steam power sort of way, with like kind of just like gears, copper, like metals like that.
It's wicked style.
Ruffles, frills.
Mm-hmm. And it's also fashion as well.
You gotta throw in the ruffles. Always.
It's also fashion as well as painting and art. It's through and through everything. So. Dope. So on the street, where are some spots you can find your art? I've seen Fresha just tagged on walls just randomly downtown and stuff like that. But
I haven't like really gone out tagging very much lately. I have stuff up.
We should go after the show.
Oh, maybe. Uh-oh.
Let's just do it.
I might still have stuff up at Lee Side right now. There's like Mosquito Creek. There's a bunch of like kind of spots like further away when there's actual pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Tags, I don't know. They might show up here and there randomly, but... Cool. I don't know, I just do too many art shows. I don't really like tagging my name on anything
anymore.
It's kind of, I almost like need a new alias to start tagging. Yeah. An alias for my alias.
Yeah.
It's getting to that level.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I kind of want to do more like street level installations too. Something that involves like actually like putting something onto a like a building, like piece of wood, painting on something, like drilling it right into a building. So it's like more and more permanent than just like paint on a wall.
Yeah.
So those are new things that I'm kind of thinking about doing. So keep an eye out. There'll be some new things happening for sure.
Yeah, just on Facebook, if anyone wants to check it out right away, check out her pieces. I mean, they'll blow your fucking mind. Just check it out on Facebook. Just
on my Facebook group, fan group, under my name, Fresha, Phresha.
Yeah, just check it out.
Fresha.
Seriously.
It's so fresh.
It's so fresh. Love it. Only Fresha does it.
Yeah.
You got a tune ready there? Brooks?
From her homeboys, Flight Distance is up here.
Wicked.
All right, well,
nice.
Let's tune in right after this.
Yo, this is the Manphibian MC Charlie Tuna, and you are now tuned in to Throwdown FM with Downtown Stacey Brown and Jen Slayer. Stop playing.
I checked the level 1-2, till the micro smoke, then get him rushing to the front, forget to check in your coats. I knew so medic and god, fanatic and larger. Half of your fans are getting slammed, man, it's tenants alone. The other half, I'm laughing at your ass like mass. And when you're set instead of props, you're getting gas bait. You cram like last night, you study body, spitting duds, no buzz. Watch out, I hold the mic like a grudge. Witness the sinister, I minister free. It's not Sunday, but by nightfall, I finish the week. And dig deep, diving for an uncultured pro. The mother called, cover back. Back to my underworld, come again. Come the plan, I'm throwing a fam. Ain't no wrecking boss, wrap it up, find another plan. Well, you're trying to reach with the weak seed. And 84 no more, I know I don't speak ease. If this ever gets pressed, attack 12s will burn a crater. So fat, DJs replace them for the bullshit. You traffic on the market, starving artists with a bone to pick like Adam in the garden. Man, we half retarded. Being Krupa stealing half your harvest. Leave a circle in the middle of your crock. We blame the marshes. Smart of me, we can't discard it. Where you at? This is roll call. And knock the first one down and the rest attend to snowball. Class and session, needed extra hand to test us. For ambidextrous adolescence and advanced piano lessons. You never match it. Now tell your cat to throw his anchor down. All we fucking do is hang around, puffing bangers out. Gagged and handcuffed in the trunk. Yo, what the fuck I got to lose? Been bankrupt from the jump. My name Bender, and I'm swinging for the next pen. And ending every paragraph I write with a death sentence.
See me on the news. Erase your message, walk with my cellophone. Address you wonder, don't try to catch me home alone. Up 7 o'clock, why you trying to find me on my block? I'm at the airport, you think I'm strange, board the plane. Turn off my pager and quickly relax my feet. Hotel unknown, drinking brew, watching Sesame Street. You thought you saw me with a wig on at 7-Eleven. This guy's like Shakespeare with blue chrome behind your ear. My George Washington robe, I still travel the globe. On Pan Am Air flights, I roll in cities after midnight. Stand in your lobby, unsuspected. You get neglected, traffic was hectic. Service transfer quick, the Holiday Inn. Checkout time, 9 o'clock. Coat on, I'm out again. Coming some wacky sound like the Bullworth soundtrack. I'm in the mall, steady shopping while you trying to call. This on my answer machine, the street to me is a dream.
Pacific down on, the phone is off, and I'm well known. 1-800 number, Castle Cold, see this summer. Extreme complicated businessman, can't be reached. No type of headquarters, deserted land, by the waters. Target my focus, so internal thinking by myself. You catch the treatments, hiatus like jam on the shelf. Move out your zip code with you whore, what you for?
Yeah. I've been doing this.
Okay, ladies.
All right.
I have no idea what Brooks is doing on the decks right now. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of on the fence whether I like it or not. So you can just, don't look at me like that. Get back and play. We're just going to play it on the, you know, in the background. Like
tag team. Maybe we can play that other track again because it was
half a beat. Cool Keith does coding, man.
Oh, it's Cool Keith.
That explains it.
There you go. So we're in the studio with Fresha and DTSB, Jen Slater, and Brooks.
Brooks. Every Sunday night at midnight, invading your airwaves. This is what we do. If we want to sit here and say nothing like this,
we do whatever.
We can do it whatever the fuck we want. What are we going to do on Sunday, Jen? Same thing we do every night. Stacey, try to take over the airwaves. That's what we do.
This is the funnest project ever.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun, yeah, hey? Like, we can just do whatever we want. Like, we love you, Vancouver. And you know what?
Vancouver loves you ladies also.
I don't know if that's true. I put out so much love. And you know what? I even told Mish Sessions. I was like, yo, listen, I'll fucking promote your shit on my show, whatever. Just give me a free ticket. They're like, oh, no, that's okay. I'm like, what?
Who's this?
MSH Sessions.
What do they do?
I guess they don't need me.
No, we're not going to talk about
them. Well, I mean, I love their shows. I go to every single one, and I still promote them, but I don't get no love. They just had Rick Ross. Hey, did you know Rick Ross has bigger boobies than me? It's crazy. His tits are fucking huge. I've seen a picture of him, but he's tatted from neck to fucking, like, everything's tatted. But it's kind of like, it looks like it's tribal, but it's like fucking, like, his titties are huge, dude. So, I don't know. Like, whatever.
They say that I'm a D-boy.
Double D. More like fucking quadruple D. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, Fresha, do you have, you said you have a show in Montreal coming up.
Yeah, that's
in February. Do you have anything coming up in Van?
I'm not sure. Right now, I'm kind of focusing on getting some shows happening in California. I want to, like, do a little bit more traveling and check out new places. I was doing a lot of shows, like, in Vancouver all last year, and, like, I don't want to, like, overkill it. I want to, like, get some new material together and the stuff that I have out right now kind of promoting in California. I just really want to travel there a lot more.
Yeah.
San Francisco, LA, all in between, everything. Yes. Might as well incorporate the two together, business and fun.
Yeah,
I just want to do our shows in places
Your business is fun.
Exactly.
What the fuck? Yes. I always admire, like, musicians or like hockey players or basketball players or football players or artists and shit because they get to do what they love and they get to get paid and
they work like dogs though.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Well, I mean, when you have talent, like how fucking hard is it though?
No, it's hard.
Because you gotta like promote your shit too. It's not like you're just like, I wish I could spend all my time just like painting and chilling and just hiding out in my garage and smoking joints and just painting. But no, it's like half the time you gotta be out there like promoting, getting on Facebook, working on my website, talking to galleries, everything else in between. That's the part that's the hard part.
And you can have a lot of talent, but if you don't practice it for many years and practice it a lot, then it's never going to be a master.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are talented out there too, and it's just like
lazy.
You got to know how to promote yourself. That's like the biggest thing. Yeah, for sure. If you can't market yourself and promote yourself, you can be really good, but nobody's ever going to know it.
Totally.
Well, I mean, that's where I come in.
Yes,
well,
there you go.
That's when you start working with people because you can't be expected to do everything. I mean, you can't be an artist and a promoter and stuff, so you have to work with other people to help you out. That's why people need to support the arts and they need to support people that work with
And
are really talented so they can do the business side of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dope people in Vancouver too that just need like the love.
Yeah, totally.
There's a lot of creative people here too. And there's a good community feel here too. Everybody is kind of like supporting everybody else and like working together in different areas.
With
for sure.
So how much do your pieces sell for?
They all range. I have like cheaper stuff too and I have expensive stuff. I don't know. Expensive stuff can run like a couple $1,000s.
What's the most expensive one that you sold?
I sold one for like $1,500.
Wow!
That's nice.
That must have been a fucking fun weekend. It's all like pocket. Like you say you find your shit like wherever, right?
Cash so in
it's
hand.
Like,
cash in hand.
It's like
best.
It's like you don't even have to spend that much money on art supplies because of how you find stuff, right? So that's awesome.
And why is it important for peeps to continue to buy art and local art in general? Like why do you need to support artists?
You gotta support your local community. You gotta support your local dealers.
And everybody that's
art. Support them. Buy art. Support the arts. Buy music.
Yeah, no, I'm a firm believer that you should buy art over buying new furniture or buying new shit.
Don't buy your art from IKEA. Don't go there.
Yeah.
And buy art. Go support somebody real.
Who was it? Somebody bought a picture from IKEA. And I'm trying to think of who it was.
Oh my god.
Call them on it.
And well, good thing I can't remember it, but it was a print. But it was like a picture of a busy street in like New York or something with like buildings. It was just one street like packed to shit.
And then they center it in this ugly frame and they center it in their wall.
No, they haven't even put it up yet. It was just sitting on the side. I was like, what are you doing that? I'm like, oh, it's IKEA. That looks like shit.
No, exactly.
I don't know who that was now. Now I'm like wondering.
If they're listening right now, they're hanging their heads in shame.
Was it you, Brooks? Was it you, Brooks? It was Brooks.
I think it was. He's not saying anything. It must have been him.
Oh, we're a bunch of assholes.
Just really quickly, Fresh, do you like Aboriginal art? Or
Yeah. I've seen a lot of it here. In Toronto, I didn't really notice that much of it around, but here there's a lot of it that is around, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty world class. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Aboriginal art.
Brooks, do you have any instrumentals? Because I kind of feel like we're cheating talking over lyrics.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Like, oh, we have lyrics going on?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for Fresh?
Yeah, let's just turn it up and have a little break. See, it's K Vancouver. Here you go. Check it out. If you guys want to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. Don't be scared. All right, honey, just call in and call us and call us.
Cool, honey, paint job a cold joint. And now the bitch blew from Queen to drop cold joint.
Yo. Yo, this is the Manphibian MC Charlie Tuna, and you are now tuned in to Throwdown FM with Downtown Stacey Brown and Jim Slater. Stop playing.
Question. But why I'm here with you? on. Waking up the soul, sunshine from the brother. Let's take a stroll. A Jeep goes boom, my mother holds an infant. I hear some buckshots going off in the distance. I see the business of my brother's no longer here. I hold back a tear, wind whispers in my ear. The kids in the middle of the street, I see them playing catch, making fun of one cause the socks don't match. But with the ancestors, with the young kings are blessed. A man and a woman be the church overdressed. Far from the Lord, close to the bends. My mother hit the ladder, now she got a lot of friends.
much fun in the studio tonight. Fresha's in the studio, though.
Fresha.
Good times, good times.
Yeah, Fresha needs some headphones so she can tune into the music that we're listening to, too.
Totally.
There's supposed to be three.
Right there.
No, no, no. Oh, no,
these. Okay.
We got it. We're good. All right. Welcome back to 101.9 Throwdown FM, baby.
We took a little walk outside.
We're Brooks, like, Brooks. What?
Nice. That was a good walk.
Way to go on the ones and twos.
Studio.
You know, we're all fucking baked now. We're all like, hey.
My mom's listening in Australia right now.
She's wishing she. Oh, whatever. She smokes weed. Just joking.
Take that plane.
I don't know.
Rough.
What up? Don't we live in a beautiful city where the UBC College of Vancouver is just fucking so chill like that?
Yeah.
You know, we got fucking Wreck Beach. My mom's like, I want to go to Wreck Beach. I'm like, are you fucking sure? Do you know how many fucking stairs you have to walk up and down? She's like, oh, maybe not.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth
Beach
it.
Is like no other beach in the world.
How many stairs is in there?
Not many. I ran them twice 2 years ago.
You ran them?
Yeah, I ran up and down them.
I've seen people do that when I go to the beach. I'm
totally
like, fuck
I've already done it 5 times this year, so I'm going to keep count. I want it like 30, 40 times. So,
wow. But, well, I mean, you're lucky you have it out here. You
I know.
Can do whatever you want.
I've lived out here for
I do that
years.
In the summer, but I don't run, and I'm usually stopping at every rest station. I'm like, oh, fuck this. Move over.
I fucking, yeah. No,
but how many steps? There's like 500 steps or something like that? Or is it like
not
3?
Not that many. 400?
400 something, yeah. Right?
I don't know. It's good for your ass, though. It keeps it hardened.
Oh, yeah. Well, walking uphill. I have to walk up a hill every day almost.
It's good for your butt.
It's good. So speaking of butts, Fresha, have you ever painted a butt?
Many of them. Sexy lady booties, preferably with polka dot panties.
Oh,
and like ruffles, too. A touch
I think
of ruffle.
I've seen that one, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them that are like that.
It's like, it was kind of, I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nice and the most beautiful booties. Boobs. You paint the most beautiful, shaped. Have some more of the Captain Morgan, man.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
That's cool. Your profile picture, is that you? Is that your painting?
Yeah, that was me. Actually, it's kind of a funny story. I went home back to Toronto for the holidays, and I was up at my parents' house for Christmas.
Well, it's huge.
And my little brother, he's 16, and he's been getting into graffiti a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
He's been, like, painting a lot. And on fucking Christmas Day, I got to paint Afraid with him.
Oh,
yeah.
Top to bottom, full on, what?
No, it's fucking, it was cold. It was cold out there. It's, like, in cold Ontario.
Minus 20.
Yeah, there's more pictures of it. It was like a full cardio we did.
Nice.
Me, my brother, and my homie, all three of us painted.
Holy fuck, that's beautiful.
Now, just for you listeners out there, this is what I'm seeing right now. It's like this guy who's got round eyes, you can tell, but he's got Asian eyes. He's got one big horn that's like striped, and then he's got like a unicorn that's like striped, and he's eating like a snowman. With like big fucking big teeth, with like blood and a tongue, and he's holding a carrot
style,
or something.
That's
like,
unmistakable.
Oh, it's like a snowman eating other snowmen.
Yeah, it's like a snowman massacre.
Oh, dope,
yeah,
dude. Check out
there. Spring is
Fresha Lavandel. She probably won't add you, but I mean, you guys can check out her fucking profile picture right now. It's
you can join my
sick.
Fan page also. You can do that, Fresha, Phresha, Facebook.
Let's check it out.
No, check
am
out
I
the
on
fucking
her?
Art. She is out of this world. Like for
she's
real.
She's pretty dope. And now that I'm baked, I'm just like.
I know.
That's so cool.
Like
I'm like, I know you're a dope artist, but like when I can talk about it to other people, especially when I have my airwaves, I get a little excited.
Yeah, no.
I get a little excited, Vancouver. That's what happens.
Totally. I get excited about art, man. You know, I've done a few pieces. I'm not the most talented artist, but I've done a few pieces, like, just on walls and just... I haven't done a train yet, but it's the most incredible... It's the most incredible feeling to paint something, like, outside, just
something
on a building
big,
and a wall.
Like on a large
I know,
scale,
I've done
right
that.
Right
I've done
outside.
That.
Dude,
it's
really good.
It's
I know.
Joy, you know? It's just... It feels so incredible.
I'm looking at another picture, and she's got, like, a police baton thing that they smash in doors.
Oh.
That's for raids and shit. That's for raids and shit.
God. That was during the arts crawl. Me and my homie Ruin. We took over the space and it was kind of like guerrilla style, like arts crawl infiltrating in it. You have to like sign up for the East Side art crawl and like show your studio space. And we just like took over this one space and did an installation in there.
Wicked.
You and your girlfriends always have like sexy stockings on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, I can never pull it off, but I appreciate that I can look at it, you know, with my girls and shit. And that picture's hot.
I like to see you with some fishnets. You should wear some fishnets, Stacey.
Yo, I wore
I bet
a dress.
You can pull them off. I'm
look
sure you got some. Nice legs.
Look at those beautiful
boobs?
Yo, she's got crows in her hair as like little fucking things.
Lips. Oh my god, your girls are just.
She's got an ice cream cone upside down on her booty.
What art did you learn?
Melting ice cream cone on the booty.
Presumptuously scrumptious. You are good, girl.
I know.
Vancouver, tell them again where they can get your fucking art or look
and buy it.
And buy it.
DeviantEthics.com.
DeviantEthics.
DeviantEthics. There's also a new website that I'm working on right now, too, kittensashimi.com, okay. Which is kind of focusing more on the babes.
Yeah. But just check her out, Facebook. Yes. Just even go, just go to Facebook. It's P-H-R-E-S-A, if you don't know.
S-H-A.
S-H-A, yeah, and just go to Facebook and at least just start there.
It's big up to Bridget Kathleen on your page. She knows she's tuning in. What's
nice.
Up, Bridget?
Yes. What's up,
girl?
Hey.
What up, Brian Jack? What up, Barbara? What up, Anthony? What up, Helen Back? What up, Disicus? What up, Stacy? What up, Jem? What up, Fresha? What up, Brooks? Yeah. What up, Vancouver?
Life fucking good.
It's a fucking party over here. I love Sunday nights. Sundays are like... Top of the cake that I make every week. Totally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sick.
It was Vancouver. It was really my little idea that I thought of, and I knew Stacey would just fucking kill it on the mic. So it was just us putting this little show together. But it was my little idea for Throwdown FM. But
it was. Yo, if it wasn't for this girl, Jen Slayer, man, I wouldn't be doing that, man.
It was a vision.
This girl
had.
Fucking seriously like egged, like not bothered. I'm not gonna say bothered me. I'm not gonna say egged. She like no. I'm not even gonna say pressured. But she put the time into me. And she put the time and love into me to fucking make the show what it is. And girl, fuck, I don't know if
know
it's the weed talking, but I fucking love
star.
You, girl. Yeah. I love you so much.
You ladies make a good team. That's so
awesome. Team awesome.
And then. Oh, Stacey.
Stacey, high five, right?
Stacey was
awesome.
The only chick.
Team
I swear
awesome.
To God, you're the only chick
five.
That I got, like. That
fuck
I got.
Yeah. There we go. Now
I got
talking.
Intimidated by you, and that's what I loved about you when I met you, like, just like at D&B nights and stuff. I would just be like, this chick, I want her respect. I don't know why.
You got it, girl.
And, yeah, you're the only person that
I don't
really
understand why people feel that.
Yeah, no.
You have a strong personality, and that's awesome.
Once you get to know me, I'm like a sugar-coated candy that tastes so sweet. But if you fuck with me, got boys doing bits for me, baby. Pick up Jungle Foster, baby. I love you, boy.
It's a good drum and bass night again, like Toby's night, man. That's
dude, do you remember like Fridays at the Met, Tuesdays at Lotus, back in the day, like 10 years ago?
Did you go to the Met on Fridays? Fresha,
you missed out on the era. No, seriously, there was a very, very, very small clique of people that like had drum and bass and jungle. It started off as jungle and drum and bass, and we had Tuesday nights at Lotus. No, it started with Dave fucking agriculture.
Automatic was
at
cool.
Fucking Toxic Tuesdays out in New West and shit. That's where it all started, man. That's where I met all my friends that are friends with today, like 10 years ago and shit.
I remember,
Sal, high profile.
Anyways, what kind of music do you listen to, Fresha?
Dubstep.
Hip hop, dubstep. I don't know.
We're some local artists around here.
Yeah, I love metal. I'm a huge metal fan.
OMG. I just got this text from Billy. He's like, you guys dropped too many F bombs. You know what I say to you, Billy?
Fuck you!
Called out, called out.
We talk how we want.
We do what we want.
Oh, I love this shit. It's because Fresh is in the studio. That's why.
Good vibes tonight. Good vibes tonight.
Lady. Anyways.
Good times.
So there's this girl that I like. She's listening right now.
Ooh, who is she?
Nice.
She knows who she is. And if she doesn't, I'm not going to incriminate myself by saying it, so I'm not really. It could be you, it could not be you, know? So what else, baby? You know who you is. Keeping it hush, hush. Oh, that was good. That was fun. Let's turn up the music. 101.9 every Sunday night.
Throw down. Mercedes wreck in the mobile. That's on the real deal. Your credit's off. Give me my meat back, now think back, you sing on four track. Your mother's calling for wig checks, she sounding whack. I bought your first food, high class, you was rude. House with no heat on, with slippers on, you walking nude. Back with your girlfriends, I cancel banks, stop your shopping. You work with knee pads, you move stiff on Soul Train popping. Your head keep popping, you face out, we're perpetrating. I put you out, we can intercept the gas station. Let's do this now, not impressed, I'ma show you how. I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day.
Hands on the ground.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day.
You driving Hollywood, long hair, Buick Regal. License in California, ID's phony, not illegal. Living with roommates, you camp out with paper plates. Broke Panasonic speakers, missing plan, bumping mace. Clear up your acne, girl, what? Yo, how you act be? Call police up, tell them what? How you try to smack me? I'm moving thorough on the freeway, calling you on three-way. Watching my back, got your friends all on Insta replay. You say you married, sold your weave in. Yo, where's your ring at? Interscope Records got your demo, girl, where you sing at? Pull out your masters, yo, that's all you have is cats. Pet little turtles in your bedroom, enough for headroom. Using your restroom when company come, that's your best room. I stay the dopest while you party hard, losing focus. Staring in mirrors, combing hair with the kids on welfare. I watch your mailbox like Vietnam, guerrilla warfare. That's not your real hair, recutted cars, I don't care. Liposuction, Jimmy Craig is your introduction. Volkswagen fog up, your dirty engine boost smog up. You hit the Morsin with chip phones, making calls and I'm Audi 5. Yeah.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing
Gaga. Them ugly kids call me Dada. Missing their father while you try to bother ringing phones in. You probably chosen getting greedy, eating that Tony Rome's in. Stuffing your mouth off with pet things. You smoking sticks. Rip out your butt crack, no bras. I'll do fit your back. Skinny legs. Trip on, you get your grubbing grip on.
I throw your brain in the cobra clutch.
Real motherfuckers better recognize rap.
My dad's in display if you can get close enough.
Read the roars, motherfucking clicking the back.
This is the jump off, come on. Let them face plant the ceiling. Now raise hands like you're holding spray cans. It's fire for the break dancers, graffiti writers, the beat designers, the MCs and the DJs, the heat suppliers. Yeah, this shit that we're flipping is wild. Build it a pile of kids that be big. Exhibitors of a style, throw with a towel. We gotta be afraid to open their mouth to make a whisper. Putting their cribs on tape surveillance like I'm a lazy babysitter. Back to the matter is we're quick to the punch and catch daps in every city that you wish you were from. Last laugh, we'll see who gets it once your gimmicks are up. When half-assed raps don't cut it and you're left in the dust. Hitting the palm with a ripple effect the minute we drop. Yes. Giving a critic definitive imagery, spitting this into get frost. Next, finish him off. Death won't grip the bomb that sits in my palm. Check, son. The rhythm is slick, it'll drip past the limits at odds. Leaving these heads stunned, so send us your best ones. If not, then take a walk. We tightly tie the tongues together, too twisted to truly taste or talk. It's FD, you're about to know it in a minute. Next up, the cumulus head exploding on your picnic.
This microphone sound current transmits to my wrist. Rapid, immaculate, accurate facts, little fracture, your back and twist to my grips. This Winter King's lifeblood could freeze most of the Pacific. It's leaked open and given. My speech broke the specifics. I'm a different you're redemptive, what you call hip-hop. I'd like to see everyone getting their peace with careers that all lift up. But since the distance gives it 110, your cousins and friends will diss it. Legend and coveted upwards of dozens of function and fuckers would love to dismiss it. I'm not in a violent mood or phase of my life. They hand me a marker to write my rhymes I couldn't use as a razor or knife. Just playing his music like suicide, I need fucking respect. I'm an actual passive sack, this has had enough to his neck. Blight. Like the phoenix, we needed to trace the distance. Night. In my dreams, it's indecent, we face the difference. Flight. You could deem it unequal, we take the distance. Omnipotent English and mastery, casually trap what they say is wisdom. Daily basis placements, ate my ways to face me right in my sight. Feeling lapses of manic inadequacy that attack when I'm trying to write. Two MCs and one DJ, we're getting live for the night. So throw your headphones on, no mental dawn, prepare for the ride of your life.
I throw your brain in the cobra clutch.
Real motherfuckers better recognize rap.
My dad's on display if you can get close enough.
Read the roars, motherfuckers clicking the bell.
to say really quick, this is Metalhead's fucking Platinum Series from 2009. Sickest track from me and Alex Perez.
Word up. Nice call out, Jen. You bouncing around, girl? 101.9 FM, every Sunday night, I'm gonna throwing it down for you, Vancouver.
Fresha!
Oh. That's what's up. That is what's up, Van City. We're just gonna rinse out. We're just gonna rinse out for a little bit longer, Van. You know what we do. We do what we want because we got what we want.
Metalheads, man.
Check it out. Is this the track right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the sickest D&B. Fucking turn it up.
Turn it on, turn it up, and turn it loose, Vancouver. What up? Shout out, big shout out to Claire Morgan.
Claire!
Who is tuned in right now?
Hey, sister. That's my sister. That's my sister. She makes beautiful feather earrings. She's a very amazing lady.
She also said give her a big kiss, so bring it in.
Mmm.
Bring it in. Girl kiss on the radio.
Mwah. That was good. Stacey kiss is good.
I do have those soft, supple, strong lips.
For the ladies?
What's
the air and everything, man.
I'm thinking we should just let this tune like rinse out for a bit.
Yeah.
We all just take it into the record room. What do you say, ladies? Tune it in while CITR ladies of Throwdown Sundays get it on in the back room.
Where it smells it like, all down.
Where it smells like dusty vinyl. Yeah.
In the same mind state of us, but you should be because we're Amsterdam. And Brooks. Yeah, he was just eating it up.
Beautiful, man. Brooks.
I've got chills. They're multiplying.
Yeah, no, we got a DJ now. Brooks is like,
a couple tunes
knew.
I'm feeling right now, anyway. It's not local people, but just trying to get that vibe out there, you know, fucking brought up by my man Elbow Kicking.
Yeah, what up? Big up to Elbow. Big up to to Jeff. Big up to you, you know.
I'm also playing at the February 5th show. My man Elbow Kicking about to smash things as usual.
That's right. We're really playing Bass Revelations. February 5th, Saturday at Chappelle Arts, 304 Dunleavy. And February 6th, Forum Nightclub for our live on live. Live on location.
What is Trunk Effects? Or is that...
That was the guy who was just in here.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay. The trunk.
Patio?
Well, the tree trunk.
That's tree trunk.
Okay, sorry.
That's
Trunk Effects. I don't know.
You're harshing my vibe. I'm just joking, baby. I love you. I love you. I'm just joking. No, Trunk's Effect was the homie that was just in.
Sorry.
That's all good. I accept your apology.
We should talk about that local MC we have in our mailbox.
Oh, yeah. We just caught this guy, Vikram. I don't want to say the last name because I don't want to say it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Vikram B.
Vikram B.
What's up, B?
VB. Yeah, he's, I don't
he's
know.
He's really
Where's
hot.
He
we checked him out on Facebook.
He's kind of good looking,
gorgeous,
isn't he?
Gorgeous, and yeah.
We have 7 mutual friends. Who is it? Let's check it out. What does he say?
He just sent us a track.
He's from North Van.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. We're going to play it tonight, too, just because he sent it to us right now.
Listen to Brooke's fucking mix.
I know.
So sick.
So stay tuned for that, Vic. We're going to play your track.
Vic Barrage.
Before 1:30, man.
He's a local MC. He just finished his first mixtape, his style CD, whatever. So, more in that.
Yeah, we're going to play
later. How do I find out where whose friend of mine he's got in common with me?
So keep in mind, if you send us music, we'll play it right away.
Yeah, you know, we are 100% West Coast, British Columbia. You know, there's never a track aired on our set time that is not from the local Collective 604. So send it to Gmail, throwdownfm@gmail.com, you know.
We specialize in hip-hop, too, for sure.
Well, obs. If you know me, you know I'm a hip-hop head. You know I'm a jungle head. You know I'm just a head, so. But I don't give head, so. Unless you fucking beautiful tat lady with a pink pussy. Oh. Whatever, love that shit. I'm all over it. Record room, anyone? Up the decks. Shout out to Helen back, baby. What up? We miss you in VBC.
Welcome to the studio.
We'll be right back.
Vancouver.
Perfect.
You know what, Vancouver?
Holy fuck.
How much do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
I love fucking Vancouver so much.
I love
much.
You, Vancouver. I love you.
I love you, girls.
We live in the greatest place in the world, though.
Like, no, in Canada. We live in the greatest place in
the world.
No.
I would challenge that. I would say the world.
I would rather be in somewhere hotter climate with a fresher-looking beach. Russia, you get it?
Oh, my
Russia?
God. We have the most beaches in the world. Are you fucking kidding me?
At least it's better than wreck Toronto beach? Right now, definitely. Yeah. No. At least you can swim in the water, and you have beautiful wreck beach, too. Yes. Yeah, titties
man.
Everywhere,
wreck
glorious titties in your face.
And we don't need water, man, because it's going to just...
Who cares about the men in the city? Let's talk about the ladies.
Like, talk about those titties.
I mean, it has been voted. voted that Vancouver has the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Sorry, I don't see it. Unless it's in this room right now, you girls are the most beautiful ladies in this room right now.
And people bitch about the fucking rain, and we have the most freshest fucking water
okay,
in the
hold
world.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on. It's not even rain, hold on, hold on, hold on. Girls,
forests with like trees that are 1,000 years old, and people bitch about the rain.
Can I just talk about the weather for 1 second?
It's moist.
Don't
the weather's
complain
nice and
about
moist.
The rain with me.
I am not complaining about the fucking rain in this city. I come from a city where they have been snowed in so many times this year. It's the middle of fucking January. Our fucking New Year's? We had 2 weeks of sun, dude.
I know.
It was like winter. It was beautiful, dude. What the hell is there complaining about?
Do you know,
Ontario snowed in for 3 days. I'm like, Grandma, do you have food and water and fucking candles to keep you warm? She's like, don't worry, we got the fucking snowmobile. I'm like, you're just gonna take the snowmobile to the fucking corner store?
It sounds kind of fun.
I remember my grandpa telling me this. Like back in the fucking 50s, this girl got pregnant and they were snowed in. There was snowed everywhere. Snow everywhere in Ontario, and he had to take the cat with the, it was like this little thing he used to take me and my sisters out in and like pulled behind the snowmobile, right?
Yeah.
And he had to like take this fucking pregnant woman to the hospital in this blizzard and shit, and everyone was snowed in and shit. So my grandpa Jot's a hero, whatever, I love you, you're the best. But yo, they get some crazy fucking winters in Ontario, and people complain about a little bit of fucking rain. When it's raining here in Vancouver during the wintertime, it's fucking snowing up in the hill. So I don't know about your ass, but get your fucking asses and go snowboarding or skiing, dude.
Exactly.
Fucking embrace
rain
it, dude.
That rain, for sure. That rain fucking like nourishes most, like serious fucking like the most beautiful place. And
yeah.
Forests and shit. Like the land here is alive. Like in Ontario, it's dead.
It's
you know?
Dead. It's like, and it's, there's just too many cities out
alive.
There.
Yeah. Gross. Anyways. Sick Vic.
We're going to play his track right now. Soon.
Yeah.
I'm still rinsing out. I don't know if you guys have your headphones on, but I still have like the music bumping.
I can still hear it. I can hear it from everybody's headphones.
Yeah, the time is almost here, Vancouver. We have to let you go and all fucking do our separate things.
You're gonna miss us.
Which fucking sucks because I could stay here for I don't know.
Stay here till morning, till like 6
we
in the morning.
We can stay till
2
if you want.
We actually could stay till 6
because Breakfast with the Browns isn't on until 8.
Yeah, that's why.
So
that's
we can be here until 8.
Slumber party.
I don't have enough weed or booze to fucking last me till 8 in the morning.
Even a cigarette would be nice right now.
Ew, smoking's gross.
So delicious.
That's okay.
Well, whatever, Vancouver, you know we love you, and we're rambling, so maybe it's time to, like, call it up. You know what? We're going to fucking...
I'm gonna bust out, and I want to hear the Sick Vic.
Yeah, we do want to listen to Sick Vic right now. Brooks, are you just about done? Because I'm still...
Why can't I be with you?
That is it.
Yeah.
That's all, Brooks. Brooks, shut up already, man.
You're cut off.
Who do you think you are, man?
It's digital.
You're digital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so happy you spun tonight. This is, like, the first time Brooks has ever spun for us, and he's been in the studio for months, and it's fucking about time, man. That was
that
brilliant.
Was
thank you.
Yeah, like, you were
so
right under her nose the whole time.
I
like,
I didn't even play any bounty
slowly.
Killer. No fucking bounty killer.
Boundary?
Bounty.
Boundary?
Yeah. Shout out to the man that's doing the afternoon reggae show on CITR. That boy's killing it, man.
Yeah.
Big.
What day of the week is that?
Sundays.
Oh, I know. I love
between,
him.
Between 12 to 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, man.
I know.
Okay, so this is this guy called Sick Vic. He just dropped me a line on my Gmail, so let's check him out, Vancouver.
Where you from? Where you from? Yo. I represent where? Within the narcotics at. Politics allow cops to roll with robotic maps. I like my wallet fat. Call it the alcoholic mentality. Call it that. I like the ball. Call it that. These criminal thoughts, I usually keep them to myself. Refuse to have my album sitting on the shelf. So attack with ferocity. Tension, animosity is building because these rappers can't match my velocity. Acceleration glide past you. You looking like a cashew. Curled up fetus. A book could outlast you past the grass. You know what that do. Take me to the twinkle little stars. Catch a glimpse of Mother Earth from afar. Picture dinosaurs roaming. Now humans be dipping their whips and chroming. Popping pill till they mouth be foaming. People hate cause I don't spit freeze off the top of the dome and trick. Cause I'm trying to be a sick rap showman. Call me Vic Shogun. They fake like Hogan. Better yet like Vogaine. I catch them like a slogan. Take a cruise with me. Step out of Loserville. True. A gill. I box the whip like Big Snoop and his coupe to feel. My every word a calculated thought. Every thought being a collection of the shit that I was taught. Now think about that before you test my knowledge. University bottle, so fuck community college. My every word makes sense and every move make dollars. I got some product for the thugs and the bitches and the scholars. Worldwide earth traveler, but catch me up in Vans. Say my name 3 times like Candyman. That's all it takes. And whatever you need is in your hand. A CD, a 6D, I'll make you glass out of sand. No ifs, buts, or ands. Big butts and scams. So bitch, scram. Homie, keep your mind on your grams. Students better cram. I spend your whole life with no bread. Filling other people's sandwiches with ham.
All right. Sick Vic.
Wow, you know what Stacey just said about Sick Vic?
Oh, I won't say it. I like it. Dude, I'm not going to lie. That
no,
was
I
cool.
love it too, man. That was dope.
He's
that
like, yo, I'm local. Hit me up. I'm like, yo, totally. How does this guy find out about me, man? That's sick. So, Sick Vic, you know, stay tuned for a interview with that cat because I'm definitely going to get him in here. See if he's single and whatnot. Just joking.
Yeah, right. What about Bob? Do you want a little bit of good looks will do for you, man?
Yeah, dude. You know I'm fucking kidding.
No,
shit.
Man, I want to see him too. He's hot.
So, Brooks, at this time of the night, I'd like you to go into the corner where all the CDs are and pick out something cool for our fucking for our listeners. Thank you very much. Vancouver, let's just recap what happened on the show tonight. Fresha Lavandel.
Lavandel or Vandelay?
Excuse me. I want to thank you so much for coming in, girl. I mean...
Well, thanks for having me over here, man.
No.
This is good time.
I was kind of tripping. I was kind of tripping about... I was kind of tripping a little bit. I was like... Does Fresha DJ? And
no,
Jen's like, no.
I'm like, okay.
She's like,
what are we going to talk about? I'm like, it's going to be the dopest fucking show that where I said I feel in my bones, remember?
I feel. And you know what?
I was a little bit nervous, too. Just like, fuck, man, I just paint pictures. Yeah. I don't know. What am I going to say? But you know, these are awesome.
But, I mean, this is perfect now because, you know, if I ever do get my TV show, then it will be very different, very visual. Shut up, Brooks. Brooks, shut the fuck.
Fucking tucking their hair behind their ears.
Yeah, like, totally, TV show.
I hope you all heard that smack, man.
You just got smacked.
Yo, Brooks picked us out 5 Alarm Funk.
Oh, I love 5 Alarm Funk.
Shit.
It's fucking dope.
Select.
Oh, my God. Five Alarm Funk.
All right, you drunken people. So, recap. All right, Jimmy Jungle's in jail. We need your letters and support. Trunks Effect, February 5th at the Base Revelation, which is on the 304 Dunleavy Street. Can I get that right? Chappelle Arts. Excuse me. And Dave Nelson Tuesday workshop, hip hop workshop at 3rd, 430 Homer Street.
Who's
Shine is going down. Who's Dave Nelson?
Yeah, tell
Excuse
him.
Me, Emotions.
I know that. Tell
okay,
him.
You're right.
Who's Dave Nelson?
Excuse me, it's Emotions. who we just had recently on the show. Wednesday night, we got Sal High Profile doing pop opera with.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
With Mike the. Italian and some other people I can't remember off the top of my dome.
Go-go dancers. Sal's got it going.
That's
on,
right.
Man.
Big things happening February 6th. Touchdown for Throwdown. We're doing it live on location. So it's kind of a big deal. It's our first one, and we need you guys to kind of listen. So, you know, if we fuck up, you just be like, ah, that's just them. Whatever.
They're having fun. It's all good.
It's our first one, so I'm not promising anything cool.
Next step, with a video camera. First,
we can do that too, actually.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let's just do it all, Jen. Jen.
We will. We'll get there, man. We're gonna get there.
It's gonna be amazing.
This is gonna take over the fucking world. You guys are doing it all on your way.
Yeah, man. Totally, totally.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
You know.
Too much fun. Having way too much fun out here.
Party over here ain't shit over there. Party over here ain't shit over there. Every Sunday night, every Sunday night, every Sunday night at midnight.
Throwdown FM 101.9.
Booyah.
Send us your music, man. We'll have you in the studio too.
Yeah, dude. We fucking don't get enough love, you know? Bring us your fucking music. F-bomb, whatever.
Fuck yeah.
At least it's not an H-bomb.
Dude, have you listened to the fucking Jay Thomas show or like anything on Sirius Radio, which is my passion, that's what I want to do. I want to be the next Howard Stern or next James Thomas or that Australian, what's his face, who used to be a skateboarder, whatever.
I want to be Hispanic.
Don't go so loco, all right? Donde es la puta, por favor?
Oh, mames.
Oh, thank you, Freshers, so much for joining us today. Oh. For us, it's going to be so...
You ladies rock, fucking.
Van City.
So sick.
I'm glad I've got to hang out and party with you guys tonight, for sure.
All right, Vancouver. I'm going to Granville Street to finishing my party here. Here's Five Alarm Funk. We love you. DTSB Gen Slayer signing off. Brooks. Peace.
Tonight, baby, and that's the funk. Well, I'll tell you what it ain't. I say this ain't no TV set, baby, and it ain't no Family Cow.